Olympic medals, chickens. How to know when someone's going to go psycho, missed opportunities, and voter fraud giving more fuel to the fire that's raging, that there should be voter ID laws. In our next segment, right here at the top of America Tonight, we're going to talk with Horace Cooper, a constitutional scholar, about that. Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast, and all the nooks and crannies in between here on America Tonight. The buzz in the backyard, without a doubt, had to do with chickens. Chickens that you eat. Yes, the Chick-fil-A sandwich and other fare that they offer. The restaurant that's become very popular because of the clever commercials and the billboards about Eat Mo Chicken. It wasn't about chicken so much as freedom of speech for some, Christian beliefs for others, or just deciding to go and have Chick-fil-A on a day that was called Appreciation for the Chicken of Chick-fil-A. Crazy. And then there were protests by gay groups as well saying, don't go to Chick-fil-A and send the money to us instead for our organization. All this was started, in case you don't know, because the CEO of the company, Dan Cathy, was talking to a reporter from a Baptist newspaper, was asked about his deep religious convictions and family values and closing the restaurant on Sunday and all of that. And one of the things that came up was about marriage. He was asked about marriage and how he felt about gay marriage in the country. And he didn't agree with gay marriage, said so, and that went viral. Once it went viral, people started to talk about Chick-fil-A boycotting it and Chick-fil-A then supporting the restaurants. There are 1,600 right now across the U.S. and growing. The mayors of Boston, Philly, Chicago, and San Francisco say, we don't really want your franchises. In Boston, they don't have any, but they want to franchise one there. And Tom Menino, who is the mayor, says, no, 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 no. You know what you can do with your chicken. He doesn't want Chick-fil-A. But can you really deny a restaurant a license, a fast food license, because you don't agree with the religious convictions of the CEO who runs the company? I got a ton of email on this. Some of you had some twisted views. My view is simple. We live in a country where, thank God, we have freedom of speech. And we might not agree on whatever it is we're talking about. This guy employs a lot of people, makes it very clear that this is who I am. This is what I believe in. I give everyone off Sunday because we don't want people working on Sunday. He really has deep convictions. He was asked by, and this is the thing that people don't talk about, he was asked by a reporter for a religious newspaper that he subscribes to do an interview, and that's when he was asked the question and said that. So then it goes mainstream. Some of the story is missed, which, regardless, the main gist of it, he's not backing off of. I don't have to be politically correct. I have to be true to my values and what I believe, and this is what I think. So, the chicken won, I think, in the amount of customers anyway. In some cases, people were lined up, wrapped around two or three deep to get into Chick-fil-A at noon, some in the morning, some a little bit later. Depending on where it was, the lines were deeper or just a little bit bigger. One such restaurant and one person who worked at the restaurant talked about, you know, because it's tough doing that head count. How many people do you think Annette Fortney came to your Chick-fil-A?
We're probably more than double than normal.
All right. Probably more than double, more than normal. And so in Texas, especially, lots of people, lots of Chick-fil-A's there, but lots of people lining up. The former Arkansas governor, Huckabee, who's with a big broadcasting company and now is a talk show host, it's talked about it on his show a lot and was really pushing it. And then, by the way, where he weighed in was the Baptist Press, is the name of the newspaper. And when he talked about his family values, that's where it got exploded, where he talked about support of the family, the biblical definition of the family. So Chick-fil-A, so-called Appreciation Day, drew out lots and lots of people. On Facebook, almost 700,000 people said that they would participate. And the idea was you just go to Chick-fil-A. So lines around Chick-fil-A's in Dallas were huge, in Georgia were huge. All of you people listening to me in Mississippi, Chick-fil-A was absolutely flooded. So lots of people decided to weigh in for different reasons. And a lot of the reasons weren't all about, oh, okay, well, I am anti-gay marriage. There were some people that said that, but mostly it was about the whole freedom of speech thing. And that's what people... I flipped around and watched as much as I could on this, and most of the people reacting said just that they have had lunch or dinner at Chick-fil-A because they like it and because they think it's ridiculous that mayors in Boston or Chicago are being critical of it, that they're saying they want, you know, they're calling for tolerance, but they're being intolerant by saying, oh, you can't be here because we don't believe in your beliefs, because we disagree with you, which that's true. Okay, so you know, if you don't agree with them, that's fine. But saying, oh, no, if you won't tolerate gay marriage, don't bring your restaurant in here. Don't do that. Even hot weather didn't rain on the parade of some of the Chick-fil-A restaurants. The people who own those restaurants, because they're franchisees, oh, they got to be loving this. They have to be loving this controversy because they're making some serious money off of the extra spillage of people coming in. So what do you think? Is the chicken done for? Is it fair for the mayors of San Francisco and Philly and Boston and Chicago to say, get out of here, I don't agree with you, we don't want these restaurants, especially Boston, because they don't have one now? I mean, they can certainly say it, but actually doing it is another thing. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Because we're nearing yet another election, and there was a big win for Florida a couple of weeks ago where they were purging the voter rolls of people who were dead or people who shouldn't be voting, who aren't registered to vote, who are in the country illegally, and they won their case, the Department of Justice going heavy and hard after the whole issue, saying it was discriminatory, but they lost. We talk with Horace Cooper about who really gets ripped off when there's voter fraud.
Summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about.
On America Tonight, we've talked about voter fraud a lot. Remember Florida, what happened winning their case, what's happened in some other nooks and crannies across the country. Don't we want clean rolls? Don't you want your vote to count? We've done this gymnastics over and over again. But it's interesting. Who are the real victims of voter fraud? That was a paper that was just released analyzing election fraud investigations across the nation from the National Center for Public Policy Research adjunct fellow Horace Cooper, who always is a pleasure to have on the show. Horace, what did you find out that people would be surprised about, perhaps, that maybe it's the minority voters and perhaps the poor that sometimes are the what you call the unacknowledged victims of the election fraud? Do you think people would be surprised to know that?
Yeah, I think they would be. In fact, my effort to look at this came about precisely because it was said as part of the argument against voter ID is that students, senior citizens, poor people, perhaps people who are unemployed, people who receive social services would be hurt by a voter ID requirement. And so I asked, well, let's look and see who's hurt when these fraud cases are actually being brought forward and they're prosecuted. Who are the victims that are identified? And disproportionately, it turns out, it's not necessarily, and not necessarily, it is definitely not the CEOs of America. It's not the bank vice presidents. It's not the doctors. It's not the lawyers in America. It's typically the least among us who end up being the victims. Senior citizens, people who stay in public housing, people who are either unemployed or work very marginally, the kinds of people that are receiving food stamps are disproportionately the people who get named when courts say, who is it that you defrauded when you exercised this fraudulent voting activity? Those people are the very ones that we need to really be concerned about protecting them. An interesting additional stat is, it turns out it's almost 3-1, the partisan breakdown in terms of prosecutions, successful prosecutions, that are Democrats more than Republicans that do so. And the final interesting thing is, it appears that Republicans are less likely to defraud Democrats, and Democrats are less likely to defraud Republicans, but instead that it is their own parties that they ultimately and most frequently defraud when they carry out their voter fraud activities.
Yeah, and of course, what you're concerned about and what I'm concerned about is that this has to be a disenfranchised state that we're in. As we saw in Florida, I gave Florida the example of where Governor Scott, that's what he was saying, we don't, you know, your vote has to count. So does this chase people away, the legitimate voters, does it chase them away or no?
And it doesn't chase people away when you require anti-fraud measures to be put in place. In Indiana and in Georgia both, it was argued before a voter ID rule was established that this was going to hurt minorities. This was going to hurt the poor. And it turned out that we had higher minority participation in both states. But here's an interesting statistic. Just because you had higher voter participation among minorities and the poor, it didn't necessarily translate to the same kind of vote. Whereas when the fraudsters were allowed to manipulate the outcome, you had staggeringly high numbers of vote for one party. When you allowed people to demonstrate that they were the real bona fide voter, suddenly there appeared to be more diversity. So we had larger turnout with actual fraud measures in place and greater diversity in vote. Without the fraud measures in place, you had a convergence of voting policies, and yet those don't appear to represent the real aspirations of poor people, of minorities, or of seniors.
Yeah, so you answered the question. Why would so many of the election crimes be against the poor and the seniors? Why would they be committed by people and others, other organizations, who are massively affiliated with the left?
Well, it turns out that when you give people an opportunity to pick between choices of ideology, of policy, of do I want bigger government or lesser government, there is a desire among people, whether they're poor, whether they're seniors, or whatever category they might be, to reject the big government solution. The way that the fraudsters work, as they said in Troy, New York, a New York State case, the city council members, the election advisors, the political bosses, all of these people were, several of these leaders were caught up and charged, and many of them plea bargained and got convictions. Others were forced to go to trial. But to a man, they said they had to do what they had to do because you couldn't trust those voters to make the reliable choice. And the reliable choice that they wanted was a straight ticket Democrat support. That's not self-government. That's not autonomy. That's just saying I'm taking your vote and doing with it that suits me.
So wouldn't you think that people listening to our conversation would say, bring on the voter ID? Why can't we have voter ID then? I mean, doesn't it make more sense to have the cleanest elections possible?
Well, our system, as we talked about, is predicated on autonomy and self-determination. We broke off from England precisely because we wanted to be able to chart our own course.
Yeah.
If we're going to allow political bosses, if we're going to allow illegal convicts or ghost voters, people who died, to decide for us, we might as well apologize for the sacrifices that were made by our founders and failed. We're not going to be able to make these choices. We're not going to be able to make these decisions. The truth is, poor people, seniors, and other disenfranchised groups are being manipulated by those who don't want fraud measures to take place. They don't want to see that the people who cast their vote are real people who listen, who make a decision about the facts, and vote accordingly. Unfortunately, and it's not my fault, a lot of Americans like liberty. They like not being dictated to about every single thing. They don't want cradle-to-grave interruption. And you can gloss it up and glam it up and do all kinds of things about it. But even poor people, even young people, lots of Americans simply say, I don't want that. If you have a system of voter ID where real people vote, I'm confident about how they will answer the questions on election day when it comes to bigger government versus small government. It's the fraudsters who know that the American people aspire for freedom, who aspire for liberty, that lie and claim, oh, this will hurt the poor, this will hurt senior citizens. It's just simply not true.
And you talk about this in your paper. The reason the groups that you mentioned are targeted, like the college students, the public housing folks, a lot of the poor African Americans, for example, you spell that out. If the reason that they're targeted is because they have a sense, I guess, that they're not going to ask, and you talk about this, any questions, that they're less likely to ask questions, and that's how they're able to be defrauded, correct?
Yeah, in many instances, these groups, I'll give an example that happened in Virginia. They register as organizations that they say they're trying to seek out progress for America. And they go to these organizations, they go to these communities, knock on the doors, oftentimes they're public housing facilities, and they say to them, we're here, we're going to help you. They'll ask questions about health situations and whatnot. And then they have unsigned ballots, and they ask the people to sign them on the spot. They take those, and then they fill them out however they want to. But they tell the people, don't worry, we're looking after you. You may not be able to get to the election poll. In another case in Virginia, they went out and they recruited. They got the list of recent convicts who were released, and they specifically recruited them, and they said, we want you to go in and pretend that you're Sally, you're Jimmy, you're this other person, and here's who you're going to go and vote for. Now, the thing is, these were people that had just been released. When they were found out that they were engaging in this, almost to a man, those people immediately had to go back to prison, and now the people that were aiding them, that manipulated them, well, they're going to get a real trial, and we'll get to find out what arguments they make, and they'll claim they misunderstood, and maybe they'll even get just a tap on the wrist. Again, they manipulated poor, disenfranchised people to achieve their goal. They want to determine who wins the primary. They want to determine who goes to Washington, D.C. to represent people. They don't want the people themselves to. And they are prepared to take whatever steps are necessary, and they count on the trusting and goodwill that people think, oh, well, they wouldn't have come to my house if they didn't really care about me. This is so cynical. It's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm so glad that we had you on the show to shed some more light on it. Stolen votes, just dead out, flat out wrong. Horace Cooper, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping by again.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Devil. I refuse to say this guy's name anymore because he doesn't need any more publicity. You know who I'm talking about. The psychotic nut that went into the theater and killed 12 people, injured 58 others, and now will either get the death penalty, sit in jail for the rest of his life. Who knows what his fate is. I care more about the victims. We don't talk enough about the victims in this case. However, why he makes Bad Boys and what's intriguing about the follow-ups to The Red Devil is he was being treated by a psychiatrist. Now this is being reported by a big television station that I'm familiar with in Denver, Colorado, KMGH. They're saying that they have sources that are doing the investigation, and the sources are saying that the psychiatrist who treated The Red Devil was so concerned about his behavior, she mentioned it to the people she works with, her colleagues, saying he could potentially be a danger to other people. And this happened in June. That's 6 weeks, if my math is correct. Let's see, Catholic school math. 6 weeks before the July 20th killing in the Aurora Theater. Now, malpractice? Could other things happen to Lynn Fenton? She was the University of Colorado psychiatrist who was treating the Red Devil. What did she know? The sources at this Denver television station said that Fenton contacted a bunch of behavioral evaluation and threat assessment teams to say that he could potentially be a danger to other people. Ooh, that's interesting. It's interesting because could this have been prevented? Could he have been stopped? Fenton made the call, the initial call, about getting involved with what they call the beta team, which is key staff members from university departments who have expertise in dealing with potential threats on campus. So she made that call within the first 10 days of June, but it never came together because during the period that she was having the conversations with the team people, he began the process of dropping out of school. So when he dropped out, they would have no control over him. Wow. So what did he tell her that made her concerned about it? Can you imagine living inside her head? She, what did the Red Devil say to her that she knew? And my thing is just simple. Could this have been prevented? Could somebody have intervened here? What were the serious concerns? And, you know, do you level any of this? Can you imagine being one of the family members of the victims and hearing about that? I'm sorry, but you're not human if your blood isn't boiling and you had somebody in your family that you cared about killed. The chairman of the CU Board of Regents, a guy named Michael Kerrigan, said he didn't know if the Red Devil had ever been discussed by the beta team. He said it was the first time he had even heard about it when he was contacted by that television station. Prosecutors are going to go through thousands of pages of discovery in the next couple of weeks. The defense said it needs the information to prepare for the hearing. They'll pour over her documents. And, you know, there's that client attorney, in that client, the client patient privilege thing. But in this case, there's a book that she would have had, and they can look at that book. So probably, best guess, a week or two before Thanksgiving, there'll be a preliminary hearing, and then they'll have an evidence hearing that will include several days, most likely, of testimony. I would not want to be that psychiatrist. I would not want to be her, knowing what she knew, and then apparently trying to act on it and seeing the results of it. Lynn Fenton, and everybody's hunting her down to try to ask her questions about him. I think I mentioned this the other day. She's like a Hollywood celebrity now because they're staked outside of her place trying to get a comment. Good luck with that. She's kind of gone underground a little bit. Since this is Bad Boys, check this out. Here's another missed opportunities. It's about psychotic nuts and missed opportunities. Well, I've always thought this was a missed one anyway, but remember the Fort Hood shooting, how quickly we forget since so many things happen in between. But the radicalized, the soldier who was sending emails back and forth with the radical cleric. And we're talking about Major Nidal Hassan, who is accused of killing 13 and wounding 32 others. This happened back in November of 2009. You now have an FBI counterterrorism person saying that they should have interviewed Major Hassan when they learned Hassan was communicating with Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen. Then why wasn't he interviewed? Because isn't that the whole idea? We're monitoring people. We're tapping the crap out of people's phones where it seems suspicious. You know, the Patriot Act and all that. So why wasn't he at all asked about this? Does political correctness play any part of it? Maybe not, but it's the first thing that I thought of. It would have been a smart thing to have had a conversation with him. So why wasn't he interviewed? Could they have headed off this tragedy where he, you know the story, where he went into Fort Hood and wreaked havoc? And what's interesting is, this is just the beginning of this, but the executive assistant director for the FBI testified before Congress since an independent commission's report was made public on July 19th that examined how the FBI handled information that came up the chain when they were investigating Al-Awlaki. Because he's the guy that was U.S. born, who was a key figure in Al-Qaeda. And if he was going back and forth, can you imagine, or he was, but can you imagine if they had asked him about it, maybe they would have been able to stop him in his tracks too. So again, I go to the victims' families hearing or reading this, and just your heart breaks for them, because that rage you feel of, it's that if question, or what if. You mean this could have been prevented maybe if someone had talked to him and realized that he was flipped out and something might have happened here? And this is another case of a missed opportunity. And, you know, here's the thing. Flippantly, what the FBI said is, look, we don't go out and interview every Muslim guy who visits extremist websites. But if they had legitimate connections to Al-Awlaki, that's a different thing than radicalized websites. Because here's the thing. Check this out. Hassan and Al-Awlaki exchanged 18 emails between December of 2008 and June of 2009. But they only passed, the San Diego task force only passed on two of the messages on to Washington. There we go again with the link, the missing link to what maybe could have been prevented in this case too. Now, as I think of these two stories, the psychiatrist in her situation, the FBI, specifically the field office, the person who would know that there was some communication going on there. And, you know, if someone's a nut, if someone's psychotic, these would-be killers, can you stop them? Could you have stopped the wheels in motion? The psychiatrist, maybe. Because if they had gone to the apartment and found things in the apartment, they would have known something sinister was happening. And if she had the book and had gotten his notes, they would have known that too. But there's some missing pieces to that story. But Hassan, yeah, I think that could have been prevented. I do. I think that could have been prevented. A swift FBI couple of questions, that could have been stopped. But it wasn't. And this was on a base. And this was a guy who was off the reservation, and notably so when he was in residency. And is it just that people don't pay attention, don't care, don't want to get involved? And those days are starting to fade away because more laws are getting on the books in a different venue or a different kind of crime is the better way to say this. Jerry Sandusky, that creep, with everything that happened to him, because of that, they've now got a law in Florida where if you see something and you don't report it, you're in trouble. You're going to face criminal charges. So maybe that starts to happen. If you don't say anything, criminal charges. In the case of the Red Devil, something could have been said right away. It's such a fine line, though. Somebody just a little strange. Oh, try not to judge. Don't judge. You know how people always say that now. Don't judge. I don't judge anything. I don't judge anyone, anything. I don't label anything. I don't do that. Except for when it's convenient. And I would think that that could have been prevented. I think that could have been prevented. And, you know, actually, I think both of them probably could have been prevented if some quick thinking had kicked in and they had interviewed Hassan. They could see what was going on, maybe see something at his place. And the same thing with the psychiatrist. Stay with us, because coming up on the flip side, we are heading to the mailbag. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Thoughts. You know, I say throw in your 2 cents, and you can always do that. I don't care what your stripes are. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Or you can send us an email at americatonight.net. A lot of people email the show. It's, of all the shows I've ever done, this is the, this audience is great with emails. I think it's because you like to chew on things, think about them, and then, boom, you shoot me an email. Maybe when you have your cup of coffee, if you're a third shifter, you wake up, you're thinking, I heard, like, during that hour, people were saying this. Or I heard an interview with Horace Cooper or whoever that guy was, because usually you forget who the guy is, which no offense to Horace Cooper. And he was talking about who really gets ripped off, the voter fraud, and what's that all about. So anyway, a lot of people weighed in, as you can imagine, on the whole Chick-fil-A controversy, what started into a controversy, which ultimately, if we're being honest about it, is a huge boon to the restaurant people, because they're going to make lots of money off of this with double crowds or three times the crowds or, you know, that kind of thing. And who knows, when you have a fast food restaurant or any kind of restaurant, you're always trying to attract new business. You have your regulars, but you want the newbie, somebody who, yeah, I've heard of it, but geez, I never had time. I never really stopped in there. And then they start to hear about it, get curious, and decide to come in. So, you know, that's really who benefits without a doubt, without a doubt. And even, you could say the Gay Lesbian Alliance, GLAAD, or some of the other groups out there, because that gives them a platform. They feed on the controversy of, look, here's another group, and here's another guy, and how can you do that? And so they also feed on it. Isn't that interesting? In a sense, they're eating from the same bowl. All right, so without further ado, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here!
Ooh!
Yes, indeed. This comes to us from Roger, listening in Dallas, Texas, he says. Hi, Kate Delaney. I listen to you on 1630 AM. Love the station. Love you, my darling. And I will tell you, as the eyes and ears here in Big D, people were jamming out at all the Chick-fil-A's, and as you know, there are several in the city, and it was standing room only, deep, deep, deep. For whatever reason, whether it was their Christian beliefs or freedom of speech, without a doubt, no Chick-fil-A can say that they didn't have probably 3 to 4 times the normal business. Way to go, America. Forget Rahm Emanuel and that nut from Philadelphia. If they don't want Chick-fil-A's, maybe they shouldn't go there. Bring the Chick-fil-A's elsewhere. Thanks. Roger makes an interesting point. And it's what I was saying, that here you see the big crowds, and ultimately, Chick-fil-A is a thriving franchise. It's the alternative to the burgers, like tacos are, like Subway is, and they play up that the alternative. So they're not hurting by any stretch of the imagination. And if the problem is, though, Roger, if these are restaurants, fast food restaurants, there are people that own them that are franchisees, and why shouldn't, because the CEO makes a comment to a religious paper, which the comment that was twisted and taken out of context, by the way, a little bit, the comment was about his whole family values thing. So what? I don't understand from the commerce point of view, from a city's point of view, other than I'll tell you what, from what I know of politics and from all the politicians I've been around, they're playing for another term. A lot of them are playing for another term. So that is an easy thing to get behind. If you know the majority of your constituents are going to think that, oh, that's bigoted speech and that's ugly and forget them, I don't care, we don't want Chick-fil-A, then it's a safe thing to jump on. And you can make statements. It's easy. That's a layup. It's called low-hanging fruit, because there's no risk to the politician if they know this is the majority of the people in their city are going to agree with it, or at least if they don't care, it's not going to hurt them in any way. And all the cities so far, Boston, Philly, San Francisco, Chicago, well, that's the case. There may be some people who don't agree and say, you know, that's ridiculous. He should be able to say, Caffey, the CEO, Dan Caffey, should be able to say what he wants to say, and we should still have Chick-fil-A franchises here. But it's not going to hurt them enough that they're not going to be reelected, because the majority of left or liberal or Democratic or whatever label you want to throw out there, or just anyone who believes that that's discrimination and wrong and whatever, they're going to love it. They're going to agree with it. There's nothing risky for the mayors and the city council people that came forward. Nothing risky. So typical of politicians. I got to tell you, typical. Okay, here's another one from Rick in Kentucky. listening to us on 590 WVLK. And Rick says, still listening to you. Love hearing you after the Borts. I got to tell you, with Chick-fil-A, I know for a fact that a lot of my friends were going to Chick-fil-A, just frankly, Kate, because they thought it was funny, and it's more freedom of speech. Sure, the guy is backing up his beliefs by, as you say, walking the walk and talking the talk, so who cares? It's almost comical, and the person who benefits the most is the person who's already making the money off the chicken sandwiches. That would be Chick-fil-A and all the people who own Chick-fil-A restaurants. Absolutely. It's tailor-made for that. It's not going to hurt them. They're not going to, it's not one of those situations where it's a company killer. It's not a killer. It's not taking the company out because there's not enough juice on that side. There's not enough anti on that side to take this company down because of what Dan Cathy said. So it's no risk. But he wasn't doing that, by the way, in which he might have done that in the mainstream media anyway, if somebody had interviewed him from, who knows, Forbes magazine or whatever. But it was a Baptist publication. Here's another one from Stan in Bridgeport, Connecticut, listening to us on WICC 600. Woohoo! Connecticut. It says, Stan says, Chick-fil-A, I do think the guy is a typical bigot and a homophobe, Kate. I will stand by that statement. However, I will certainly eat at Chick-fil-A's. I don't understand why it's become such a controversy in a sense, because who cares what a flippin' CEO has to say about gay marriage or rights for gay people? Do we really care that much? It's kind of like the Trump effect. Why do people always ask Donald Trump who he thinks the VP should be for Mitt Romney and what he thinks of the president and what he thinks should happen in this country? Donald Trump is a flat-out pocket picker and businessman, but yet people seek out his opinion on politics and other matters. I'm sure he's been asked about Chick-fil-A, by the way. Listening, as always. All right, thanks, Stan in Connecticut. So, bottom line is, for whatever reason, freedom of speech, I'm curious about what's going on there, so I'm going to spend my lunch hour there. The benefit certainly was to the bottom line for Chick-fil-A. The chick is not going away. If anything, thriving, surviving, and probably add more franchises. I think the other examination of the whole thing is the politicians, but the reasons are clear why most of them would come out in that direction and even make comments about it in the first place. You too might have thoughts about America Tonight, or you want to vent or something else. You can always go to Press 4, America Tonight Vent. You can do that during the day, or americatonight.net. Click on contact and you're in.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com, or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.